Good morning, everybody. This is Chandradasa at the Buddhist Centre Online, thebuddhistcentre.com, with my wonderful co-presenter and
co-pilot. Hi there,
co-pilot,
folks.
Dasani. And today's victim slash guest
Willing
is
victim.
Podcast star extraordinaire from the last International Council, Vajrajyoti.
Hi, I'm here
again. Now, Vajrajyoti is from
Auckland, New Zealand, representing the South Pacific, which is Australia and New Zealand.
And a couple of atolls.
No,
somewhere.
We don't represent atolls.
No.
Does
anybody?
No.
Oh.
No. We don't have
There's
any
a gap there you go, folks. If you want to start a new Tiratana Centre somewhere,
go to an atoll.
Go to an atoll
in
the South
Pacific.
They
tend to not be very healthy places in the South Pacific, actually.
That's true. That's true. And now we have done this before, haven't we?
We did. We did it at Nagaloka about 18 months ago.
And what I remember two things about that interview. Actually, I remember three things. One was meeting you for the first time and you being delightful.
Thank you.
And feeling that I'd met somebody that I thought, she's all right.
Thank you.
That's great.
Oh, God, I am a rock star, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah.
And the second thing I remember was you were not that sure about the International Council at the time. And you were kind of, we were talking a bit about that, about how you'd come on the meeting and you weren't quite sure where it was going to be. And there was all that. And the third thing I remember was the monkeys.
Yeah.
We were interviewing outside
yes.
in the sort of the surrounding courtyard. And I just remember these monkeys edging towards us as the interview went on.
I don't remember the monkeys very clearly. I remember it being very hot, rather noisy. Perhaps it was the monkey noises. Well, no, it was Indian noises. And very different from being at Adisthana, where there's a gentle rain this morning.
Yes, very different. Yeah, yeah, I mean, almost different worlds. Although we were saying to Ariaketu, or was it Ariaketu? Was it Yashusankar?
It was Ariaketu, yes.
Ariaketu, that he was saying that being at Adisthana wasn't really like being in England. And we were saying, well, being in Nagaloka wasn't really like being in India.
Yeah, actually, it was quite peaceful, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that second thing about you came on your first International Council,
how's
that all developed since then?
I guess coming here, I was thinking, what's this International Council all about? But actually, yesterday, the talk that Lokeshwara gave about how the International Council has been really influential and stimulating discussion in the order around the kind of practice we do in Tiratana and how to maintain kind of flexibility and still stay true to Bhante's teachings. And just the role of the International Council in that really was helpful for me to see how we can provide a kind of leadership and coordinating role. And in that process, the steering group or the International Council have got back a whole lot of responses from the wider order internationally, and they're still coming in, and that will help inform how we approach practice in the future. So I'm getting how effective it can be, particularly around communication and getting out to the wider order and movement.
So did that pull this meeting together for you in a way?
In a way, well, also, I guess, oh, if you don't mind me going on a bit.
No, we want you to go on a bit. Okay.
That's what
it's for.
What it's for.
This is called Vajrajyoti Goes On A Bit, this episode.
Right. Okay, so really interesting hearing from the Indian delegates, or whatever we call them, talking about how in India the whole International Council structure has brought together their movement, their order, and their preceptors in a way that they've never come together before, because they have these regular, what we call area council meetings. So that's made a huge difference in India, and also in terms of getting Dhammacharini more involved in the structures, because we have two Indian Dhammacharini here this year as compared to none 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a huge leap forward that I think the International Council can take some credit for, just kind of through our influence.
Also, that thing that you're saying about this structure bringing about more cohesion in India between the three strands. Interestingly, that was what Amala was saying.
Mm.
I think it was yesterday or the day before that was in effect in the US and Canada of this meeting as well, because when this idea was conceived, there was no connection between those three bodies.
Yeah.
And now they're really well connected.
Yes, it hasn't been quite like that in New Zealand and Australia, partly because we are really well connected, because we're quite small, comparatively small, in terms of numbers, and kind of in a way in terms of geography, even though two different countries and it's a 3-hour flight between them, we do come together a lot in the ordination training process and also reasonably regularly as an order. So that I think in New Zealand, the kind of the new structure hasn't been, in Australia, the new structure hasn't been quite so influential. Actually, one other thing I wanted to talk about was what realising here, how often in the South Pacific we talk about distance as if it's a barrier, like, oh, we're such a long way away from anything, that kind of thing. Such a long way away from the heart of the movement, all that stuff. And I've realised that language is actually a much, much bigger barrier, and we've got it lucky in the English-speaking parts of the world. Because we can download talks, any papers that come out we can read immediately because they're in English. We just have access to to Vatna resources, whereas like Mexico, South America, India, Spain, Europe, there's a whole other barrier that I just really hadn't taken into account.
Yeah.
So in a way, I just want to really, rejoice in our good fortune, us English-speaking countries. And, I don't know, encourage people to think about how it is more widely.
Well, we're going to do something on this, which we did on the last council, which is at some point we'll have a Spanish-only broadcast.
Yeah,
without English translation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Partly, obviously, because there is a big Spanish contingent out there, and it'd be good to do some content with the people who are here.
Yeah.
But also I think it's just really good if in the sort of feed of stuff that comes from this meeting,
every so often
you come up against, oh, goodness, this is...
Yes.
This is what...
Yes. It helps develop your empathy, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I was wondering as well, I noticed at the start of this meeting that there's not as many people here from South Pacific as there were last time. Who's missing? And you see, maybe say a little bit about them.
Well, I guess Sidai is missing, from Melbourne, because they've just bought a new centre. So she's been really busy. She's movement. She's chair of the Melbourne Buddhist Centre. Pern is missing. He would be the order rep. He works, and it's just hard to get time and money and all that stuff. And the college strand is missing completely. Last year, that was Rara Devi. And they just can't make it. There's a women's ordination retreat just coming up very shortly in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So all the public preceptors, all the women public preceptors are there. And there are no male public preceptors in the South Pacific yet.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you were talking earlier about already being quite well connected, I was thinking there is a good cycle of people who go and visit the South Pacific regularly, and I suppose that helps. But one of the themes that's come up strongly on this meeting is everybody thinks we need to resource better, including, being able to help people come long distances, etc. Because at the moment it's all self-financing.
That's right.
And it's an obstacle.
And it was really touch and go, to be honest, whether the Indian movement delegates would get here, because there was no finance for them, and it was unclear who was providing that finance. And in the end, it was only because Gnani Chandra noticed that, and she did some local fundraising, and two donors in Germany gave large donations.
Oh, great.
That meant that Indian people could be here. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes a real difference, doesn't it, just having the gathering?
That's fantastic. You're having the range. And the other thing, well, that the International Council is doing, the kind of movement part, is going to set up a structure so that Indian movement delegates are funded, hopefully, through another body, as the International Council doesn't as yet have any money. So then it won't be like a last-minute raise some money situation. Yeah.
Well, I hope over the next, year or so, all the structures are looking at each other and talking about funding. Hopefully it'll be a bit clearer. But it's, what we managed to do on a shoestring is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's very good to have a New Zealand voice in the room.
Thank you.
When you're going back, what do you think you're going to take back from this to the Sangha, as it were?
I think it's quite easy in our part of the world, because we are kind of feel like small fish, to feel quite parochial. Like, okay, we're fine. We've got our own practice. We've got our own Sangha. We don't need to think more internationally. So I just want to take back a flavour of what it's like to be around a whole lot of people from different parts of the world, and how that extends one's kind of practice and sense of Te Ratna in an enormous way. Really valuable.
Yeah, brilliant.
Very good. That just makes me think about what you said, Chandradasa, on a meeting a while ago about taking internationality as a practice. As a mindset.
Just because it's difficult doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, practice is difficult, and we try and do it anyway.
Yeah.
And there's your cheery rainy day ending to our podcast from Pastor Jyoti. Very lovely to see you again. Thanks for coming back and being a rock star returning.
No worries, anytime.
Next time, we'll see you again next time.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Yeah. And from Daphne.
See you later, folks.
And from me, you can follow us as usual on the Buddhist Centre online. You can get it at thebuddhistcentre.com/internationalretreat. You can listen to us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on iTunes and Audioboo. Get the links from the homepage, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye now.
Bye.